1. Millennium approaches. Act 1. Bad news. October to November 1985. Scene 1. The end of October. Rabbi Isidore Hemelvitz alone on stage with a small coffin. It is a rough pine box with two wooden pegs, one at the foot and one at the head, holding the lid in place. A prayer shawl embroidered with a Star of David is draped over the lid, and at the head of the coffin, a yahrzeit candle is burning. The rabbi speaks sonorously, with a heavy Eastern European accent, unapologetically consulting a sheet of notes for the family names.
Hello, and good morning. I am Rabbi Isidore Hemelvitz of the Bronx Home for Aged Hebrews. We are here this morning to pay respects at the passing of Sarah Ironson, devoted wife of Benjamin Ironson, also deceased, loving and caring mother of her sons, Morris, Abraham, and Samuel, and her daughters, Esther and Rachel, beloved grandmother of Max, Mark, Louis, Lisa, Maria. Leslie, Angela, Doris, Luke, and Eric. Eric? This is a Jewish name? Eric. A large and loving family. We assemble that we may mourn collectively this good and righteous woman. This woman. I did not know this woman. I cannot accurately describe her attributes, nor do justice to her dimensions. She was there in the Bronx Home for Aged Hebrews are many like this, the old, and to many I speak, but not, to be frank, with this one. She preferred silence. So, I do not know her, and yet I know her. She was not a person, but a whole kind of person. The ones who crossed the ocean, who brought with us to America the villages of Russia and Lithuania, and how we struggled, and how we fought for the family, for the Jewish home. So that you would not grow up here, in this strange place, in the melting pot where nothing melted. Descendants of this immigrant woman, you do not grow up in America, you and your children and their children with the Goyish names. You do not live in America. No such place exists. Your clay is the clay of some Litvak shtetl, your air the air of the steppes, because she carried the old world on her back across the ocean in a boat, and she put it down on Grand Concourse Avenue or in Flatbush. And she worked that earth into your bones, and you pass it to your children, this ancient, ancient culture and home. You can never make that crossing that she made, for such great voyages in this world do not anymore exist. But every day